Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. All right, let's get it moving, shall we? It's a beautiful Wednesday. I want to hear Randy do it again. It's a billion degrees outside, and everybody's complaining and loving every second of it. Phenomenal out there. I got my happy. I didn't. Toledo found you can bid online. I got my bid in for Burt's PJs. I'm going to get those pajamas.
So many items.
There are.
I don't know how you can choose.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot to think about as the weekend progresses. But I get a couple days to kind of, you know, go through it. Maybe I'll get his partially, gently used cologne collection, which includes Givenchy and some English leather.
You got to have a painting for maybe your office in here.
Oh!
Or
a Burt painting would be nice here. And
Burt Reynolds hand towels?
You need two.
Oh, my God.
You need two paintings.
How much are the hand towels going for?
$75 right
Get
now.
Me in there for $100 on those.
$100?
Yeah, right. You got that new bathroom you could put the hand towels in.
I got that Burt's hand towels in the new executive washroom.
Confirm?
Confirm. We're doing some bidding. This is fun.
This is fun for Toledo.
It's great. Toledo's never spent money like this in his life that actually didn't get rejected later. I put the credit card in. There were no questions.
Doesn't come back to
Klein. It doesn't come back and tell me that I actually owe them for even trying. How dare you? Dear Mr. Toledo, we at American Express would like to say in full throat, how dare you? Dare you try to use our card with your name on it, you ridiculous son of a bitch.
He calls him. Why can't it confirm? Because
you don't have an American Express card. That was a paper card that came with a wallet that you probably stole.
The paper card.
I got some Burt stuff to get through. It's going to be good. I'm loving this story that's out. Well, first off, let's feign interest in U.S. women's soccer real quick.
I watched...
What?
I watched a chunk of it yesterday.
Why?
I watched some of it,
I was
too.
At...
13 to nothing.
Went to the bar at Whole Foods, had a little lunch, and of course they have it on the screen.
Did you take Kirby?
Nope, it was just solo. Yep.
You just went and had lunch alone.
I know Jay at the bar there.
This is pathetic. Where's the family?
They were over at the, they were swimming with friends.
Look at this ceiling again.
They had a pool party in the afternoon.
I got to find this oracle tile that Brady looks to for answers, because that ceiling gives you a lot of info.
I tagged up with them later.
Oh, okay. And then had lunch again? Probably
Had dinner.
So you quiet lunch.
Love that term, too. I tagged up with my family.
I met up with them. I got a phone call later and said we should meet up.
So you were watching. You didn't intend to watch. It was just, again.
It was on.
The world is feigning
interest.
It was
on. And the guy sitting a couple chairs down was a beer rep, and he follows.
He doesn't follow Thailand soccer.
Both.
He
does
not.
You follow both?
No.
Because he's a former soccer player.
He doesn't follow.
He doesn't follow
both. He does not follow women's soccer. He's lying to you.
Well, he gave me a whole rundown.
He knows like seven or eight of them.
He's prepped. He's got to prep for his stories.
Look, it's the ones where like, don't.
Google.
Exactly. Don't call him pretty, but here's Alex Morgan in a paint bikini. Don't call him pretty, but here she is in the cover of Sports Illustrated.
He might not know all of the players, but he knows, you know,
he doesn't follow.
That Rapahoe is a.
Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
Mm-hmm.
Is her partner is Sue Bird from
That's
and
he's
giving me all the rundown
of soccer.
There's that's Zach Ertz's wife on the team, but he goes, "This is
he
a statement game."
TMZ,
he's like, they're running up the score. They should be subbing out the, you know, but you can only have three substitutes. He was giving me the whole rundown.
Right. He knows the game of soccer. Following women's soccer.
God, he sounds miserable to sit.
Of course he will, because the world is going to feign interest in this for about 3 weeks. And here's another thing. How hard is it to get into the women's soccer tournament? Thailand has played 4 games as a nation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, watching them just get destroyed.
There were 7 girls on the pitch yesterday. That was her first time.
First time ever playing.
In soccer clothes.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to qualify in the men's.
Yeah,
did they not qualify?
This is the problem with women's sports. They think, and then they started to ring the drum for, well, men's soccer never scored 13 goals. Why aren't we getting paid the same? And I'm like, do you not understand economics and revenue? You played a team that has never played before because anybody who signed up got in. It's just like trying to play high school football now. There are no cuts. But they have the same format as the Men's World Cup, which you have to qualify for. So it's like 100 teams. I don't know how many are in there. But your bud rep would know. But the teams that are in, they have the exact same format as the men's team. Whether or not they have enough teams is beside the point. They have the same exact format. Why not shrink it and make qualified teams go so Thailand doesn't get embarrassed, just happy to be there. There were literally people for the first time in a soccer uniform playing the best team in the world yesterday.
It's a statement,
and
John.
Our team was celebrating 10, 11, 12, and 13th goals.
I mean, bigger celebrations. Like, ooh, this is...
And this is why women's sports makes me mad. When you tell a woman, well, I don't care if they're any good or not. Well, she'd beat you. You never hear that from a guy playing professional soccer. He'll never come in and I'm like, I'm not a really big fan. Well, I'd beat you at soccer. Of course you would.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone in the men's side say, I had a good game. I had 5 goals.
Right.
I've never...
Because you don't. Because the competition's better. Because there's actual tryouts for the most part. Just shrink it down to the qualified teams. But they just basically say, well, the men do this, so we're going to do it too. Who wants to play? And Thailand's like, we think we like. All right, gather up about 15 people and we'll give you a hat and shirt. And they've stood out there and got their asses kicked. And our team acted like they were, you know, it was Rocky and Drago. They were acting like they were, they were hateable yesterday to watch the goals go through.
And we were saying, it's 13-0. Why are you putting +3 on there after the clock?
Yeah, they added time.
Like, there's a chance?
Well, because then at the end they're like, well, we had to score as many as we could because in pool play, goal differential is important.
Done. Yep.
All right.
You're done on day one. You've got the lead.
You're fine. You could lose all 3 of them. Your goal differential is going to carry you at 13-0. Poor Thailand.
Well, they're getting bludgeoned, I think, today or tomorrow.
And they deserve
the next
it. Because they absolutely deserve it.
You don't want whoever they're playing to rack up 14 goals.
Well, I hope it happens to them. And I have no problem with putting your foot on the gas. But then you look around and you're like, it's not hard to get into this thing. This is like playing a high school. I bet you a high school team would handle Thailand. Because like you said, there were people on the pitch that had never played in organized soccer before.
I don't know about that, but they're pretty close.
They'd never played in international organized soccer.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, they had not played in this. They had been on the, obviously they'd played, but it was like they had never played in a tournament like this. Thailand's team was not, they were just, do you like kicking things? Sure. You're in.
Sure.
That's how they answer in Thailand. Sure, get me off this elephant.
I like it because they're catty. Like if you listen to their comments afterwards.
Yeah.
It's great. They want to kick the crap out of other women.
Yeah, they do. And I like watching that, like on the street when they're pulling hair and doing crazy stuff. I don't want to necessarily watch. Hey, we got 13 Thai kids you can beat the tar out of if you're interested. I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
At one point, they were like shots on goal was 23-1.
Yeah.
I think it ended up 42-2 or something like that.
Yeah. They let them have a couple.
I don't think it ever got to the other side of the field.
Of course not. Those ladies were just marveling at what was happening. You're very good at soccer. We never played before.
You could count that as a goal if it made it to the other half of the field,
right.
And they would still win. What the puck? What the puck?
Can't do that. Stop it, Thailand.
Where are sticks?
No, wrong sport.
Okay.
They just stood out there and got hammered, and we're celebrating. USA, what a win today over Thailand, who's never played the game before. We gathered 7 handicapped kids and put them up against the Suns.
I would think you would like something like this, John.
No,
I thought that would be right up your alley.
It was dominant there.
I don't like when you put like a 120-pound guy in the heavyweight ring and then watch the heavyweight pound him and then he raises his fist like there's an accomplishment. There was no accomplishment.
It'll get more competitive later.
You go 13-0 over China? I'm like, nice. That's good stuff. I'll give you that.
I think France and Germany are the really
good. Yeah, I'll take a beat down over the big countries that have been doing this for a while. These people were just shaking hands and like happy to be there. It's like this was kicking the retard is basically what it was. And it's no fun and it's classless. And my question is not for USA soccer. You got to play the team they put you against. How hard is it to get into the Women's World Cup? Not at all. You just have to say you're interested and evidently they'll give you a shirt.
But this always happens in international competition, in the Olympics.
And some of the teams.
Yeah, sometimes remember the Jamaican bobsled team. Right. I mean, it happens a lot in international competition.
But again, they had to qualify to get in. They had to qualify. Thailand didn't. They just had to say we're interested.
But there's still a lot of ass beating.
If you put a team together, you're in.
Yeah, but there was at least a thing that said, you guys worked your way in. When you just say, hey, can we fill out some papers and get involved in this thing? It's like you realize, we don't care.
And you get 2 matches under the belt that qualify.
Right. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. How many, if it was just like, hey, Eric, you're going to be in the Olympics, and then you beat, like this Russian guy goes in there and just beats a Tartar and he raises his hands like, hey, asshole, it's the first time I've ever done this. Let's not celebrate it. You should whip my ass. But they were they were kind of jerks at the end. They're celebrating every goal like they were beating the best team out there. They should have just been a little bit more humble.
Yeah, well, Alex Morgan scored five.
Yeah.
Like on the fourth and fifth, maybe.
Yeah. Cool it. Yeah, no more.
Fist pump.
Maybe a thumbs up to the camera. Thinking, like, let's just calm it down.
You're running it up, but I didn't realize, yeah, you only have three subs. But I'm like, you're running up your starters, don't you? You know, most of the time you pull the most important people for injury.
Yeah, they played until the end.
The guy says, there's teams that will say, you know what? That's the fourth goal she scored. Yeah. Take her out.
Yeah. Is it a record? I mean, if in fact you did it against children. You know, isn't that what Andy Kaufman used to do and why he was the most hated wrestler in the world is because he took on women and he would call them names and he would talk trash and like, you're supposed to beat them. You're twice the, you're, and you won't fight the big ones. That, I mean, it was just, it's pathetic. But yeah, let's feign interest in women's soccer again for a little while. That was pathetic. They don't even have to try. It'll get more competitive later, which is my argument. Let's just get to that now. Let's not go in against teams that are...
Get rid of the pretense.
Exactly. Let's not do the men's, system. Yeah. It's the same as women's college basketball. When they do their 64, there are like teams that like were 6-18 on the year. But they're like, we need people to fill the role.
But how do you judge a team then going into the World Cup? Like, what if the women aren't that good that year?
Qualifiers. They have, just like the men's way, if you're going to do it the men's way, you have qualifying games, international qualifying games. That Thailand team wouldn't have won one of them. They don't know how to play the game.
I think you've stumbled into another problem. Yeah. They don't want to put forth that kind of effort for the women.
Well, they just want it to be exactly the same. And that's,
I mean, if they did, they would. It's been around for 25 years.
You know, in golf, women play from a different set of tees.
Yeah.
So why can't the women's soccer thing just start with like 18 teams instead of 100? And you got a whole bunch of wasted time here.
And shrink the pitch a little bit?
No. They can still play on the big boy pitch. I mean, I'd rather your way. But still, let them run around on the big field. It was ridiculous. So your bud repping
the other
you
thing,
were
sad men yesterday. Another person mentioned, I guess Rapinoe is a national anthem protester. But she's agreed to basically stand, I think, for this. I'm like, good.
She's playing for Team USA. Yeah. It's not necessarily the
probably
time.
Won't look yeah. good. And yeah.
I don't represent the country that I represent. It's probably stupid. But, yeah, I'm glad you had such a great afternoon.
It was very informative, Joe.
Yeah, you learned a lot about this Rapinoe lesbian.
I'm going to watch the next game. When is it?
You and the beer rep talked a lot about lesbianism and patriotism.
And a couple of brands of beer coming out.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of soccer talk yesterday.
Very excited for Cha-Ching Chavez.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's
you are becoming your father.
You are absolutely Torp Jr. Because you started that with, I watched some of that, you know, and the guy that I was with follows that girl's soccer close. Oh, yeah? Yeah. What did he teach you? Well, that Rapinoe has a lesbian wife.
Random fun facts.
That's a Torp moment.
Knowing that, but I knew who her partner was.
Sue Bird, who plays girl basketball.
Like, oh, I know her.
I love that girl basketball.
Yeah, you'll tell everyone. Yeah. That's how it works.
That's exactly it. Like you came up with it.
Everyone needs to know
this. Yeah, this is now your information.
Good God, John. That's pathetic. Wear a butt plug. Eric wears a fanny pack. Brady now watches women's soccer and talks about the lesbians. What the hell is going on over there?
Butt plugs are a whole lot less gay than they used to be.
Oh, we're all the spiral out of control the next 5 years is going to be pretty great.
That's been that way for a long time. Let's not act like we've been on the high and mighty here.
That's true.
Yeah, come on. Spiral. You mean the consistency? Brady's always, we always knew that you were going to go down the path of what your dad did. Because again,
it's destiny.
To say it's stupid is to insult your father, and you won't do that. So you've got to embrace horrifyingly bad girl sports to honor your father's wasted time through life.
Sure, that's family. That's what you do.
Well, my dad liked it, and me dismissing it means I've dismissed some of my father. Can't do it. Go Liberty! Tell you, it's pretty enjoyable to have three goals in less than 30 seconds.
By the way, FC Dallas under 15 boys squad beat the U.S. women's national team in a scrimmage earlier.
This was a year ago, but the best no way. Yeah, yeah. 5-2 they lost.
They beat the crap out of the girls.
What?
How did that not come out sooner?
Well, they're burying that as fast as possible.
No, that can't be real.
Well, Rapinoe didn't play, and Alex Morgan was. No, they played.
How good is that boys team?
What's fun about
pretty
that
good,
is the girls probably went out there kind of cocky and fell down 2-0 and looked at each other like, wow, we better step it up. And then when they started to try,
they lost
3-2. Essentially down 2-0, I'm guessing. The boys came out there like, oh, they're actually giving it a run. The Andy Ruiz.
Wouldn't you?
His proof. Hell yeah. Oh, no, there's the ladies they played. Rapinoe, Morgan, all of them.
Was it just some of them?
15-year-old boys are out there kicking their ass.
The youth.
Good game, Tanner Tessman.
Jeez, that 15-year-old towers over there.
Because they're women. Tanner Tessman is working at a Subway now. But he had 4 goals against the women's team. You guys are going to kill Thailand, that's for sure. Wonder what the boys' high school team in Dallas would have done to Thailand. They'd still be going. It's 84-1. And that's because there was an own goal.
Is there a run rule in soccer?
Yeah. There should have been a 10-run rule where Thailand was, you know.
Yeah, retired early.
Yeah.
Get to the next game.
Terrible. Is there a video of this ass kicking? I want to see that. Yeah.
Ladies don't want that news out. Toledo, way to go, you sexist.
Somebody texted that to us. Yeah. Hey, John, by the way, did you know?
I didn't know that. Awesome. I love every second of that. Oh, so they're technically the greatest women's team in the world, the FC 15 Dallas boys team.
Well, let's see who wins this year, and then they can have that claim, right?
You know, the U.S. is the favorite, and they've got like a 12-goal lead over anyone else. It's embarrassing.
The article does qualify it, John. Now, of course, this match against the Academy team was very informal and should not be a major cause for alarm.
Then why'd they play it? Not be a cause for alarm. Yeah, because
the girls weren't going all out.
Here's the other thing. No cause for alarm. The women's team never plays men. So this was a one-off. Don't worry about it. Of course they're going to lose to the boys' team in
Dallas.
They
were prepping for Russia, John. They weren't going to go all out.
And nothing says Russia quite like a 5-2 ass kicking by a bunch of juniors in high school. That's why they always yell at you when you tell them I don't like girls' soccer. I think it sucks. They'd beat you. I'm not so sure about that.
Now I'm not so sure.
Those women's softball players always get up your ass when you're like, it's garbage. I'd stick a bat out and I'd get a single off any. I'll do it. And like, I never told Randy Johnson I could hit him. And he goes, let's go out there. I told Dale Hellestray just as a joke the other day. I'm like, you know, just give me the chance and I could probably start a quarterback for the Cowboys. What are you talking about? I'm like, maybe not start. You're right. Maybe I'd be a backup. He goes, you're crazy. I'm like, Dale, I'm 46 years old. I don't think I can start anymore. You're an idiot. But he never
tried. I gave that up 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was over a couple years back. If I'd really put my mind to it. And it drives him nuts. But he never once says, you know, let's go out and I'll show you, which is every woman's sport. I'll prove to you I'm better. Like, settle down. You should be. You do it for a living. But the boys' high school team took care of him. Boy, they got to bury that story quick. How come Alexi Lalos and Rob Stone aren't doing that one? You know, while practicing, a bunch of young boys beat the tar out of the best women's team in all of soccer.
That's true. They usually have some feel-good thing before the match and stuff like that.
Let's take a look at how good this Dallas team has to feel. Yeah, they weren't going to do that story where they interviewed Tanner and his mom. We just couldn't believe it when he got tackled by Rapinoe and he made such an amazing goal around the girl tender. Oh, that's great. Anyway, so pretend you love soccer. It's patriotism. When it gets to the end, you'll be waving the flag, and then the very next day, everyone in America will stop caring once again. Now, speaking of sexism, we got to hear it for Keanu Reeves, who's taken our acknowledge female movement to the next level. When he takes a picture with a female fan, he refuses to touch her. He puts his hand almost around her, but
the digits.
And it's like it's out. Like
it's pretty solid.
It's great, but you know what's really bad about it? I thought it was funny, and I think he might think it's funny. Against this whole Me Too movement, you're not going to catch Keanu. He's being praised for it.
Hey, he is.
They're telling him this is the way it should be now. This
Keanu has entered some kind of weird icon status.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's
from what.
After that shooting video and then like just stuff like this.
But is this is what women want. Don't touch us. Is essentially what the praising's about. It's like, good, finally, one of you guys gets it.
All right, we won't.
All right, fine, we won't.
There's a selection of women out there that are like, no.
But watch the women in these things, because they're like, he's respecting their space, and finally a man gets it. But the women in the videos are all over him. Like, they're touching him, they're leaning in, they got boobs in, but Keanu's hands are wide open. Even Dolly Parton, he's hands off Dolly. You never know when you accidentally grab some side boob. These two hot chicks.
I call that the Jesus pose.
Yeah, he's leaning in. This girl is hands way behind her. She's leaning in.
I like it.
I do too. But at the same time, is this like women should say it's silly. You can put your hand around us. If we ask you for a photo, it's all right. But Keanu's like, no, it's not.
Uh-uh. I won't touch you.
But the guys, he's all over.
Well, because we don't sue each other.
Yeah.
But this is the wave. This is Barbarella. This is the don't touch us. You should be, men should be praised for not touching us if we come up to you and scream, can I get a photo? And it's not like he was, you know, it's not like an automatic boob grab. It's not like he was known for
But let me bury
groping.
Myself into you.
And- yeah, let me just be all over you. But he puts his hands out like, nope. And that's the future. That's celebrity future. And I'm all for that. Screw you, movement. Can't call you pretty. Don't want to touch you anymore. And then you guys are going to act like, what happened to men? Like, you.
You asked for it.
You did. You happened to men.
We don't have to pay anymore.
Exactly. We're going to stop taking you out. We're going
to
stop
buying you
stuff.
We don't have to open doors.
I'm fine with that. We're going to ignore your existence by request. We take requests, ladies. And yours right now is don't touch us. Don't say anything weird.
Separate tags.
Don't acknowledge us at work because we'll have you fired. We're like, all right. Don't expect dinner.
So pretend you don't exist.
Exactly. Okay. That's it. We will do that. We would just prefer it if you acted like we weren't here. Okay. How come you don't pay attention to me anymore? You asked me not to. All of you did in a bunch.
That'll be great. A guy asks the woman out, would you like to go out? Yeah. Okay, great. Pick me up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you pick me up? Well, actually, I'll just meet you there so we don't ride in the same car because I might actually – we'll hit a bump.
Yeah, might be over.
My hand might make contact. And then we can stop by the ATM and you can get your money and I'll get my money. Of course, we're not going to sit at the same table at dinner because then I'd have to talk to you and I may say something stupid that offends you because you're touchy. But hand it to Keanu for making a kind of a spectacle of the whole thing by – and it's a very subtle spectacle by saying, my hands are way out here. I will not touch these women. It's like a basketball thing after they foul.
It's
and they put
safety.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Or are they trying to take a charge? He's taking a charge. He's smart.
It could have been from the guy that, you know, was taking, was it with Taylor Swift or something? You don't see his hand.
Yeah.
Right.
And it looks like it.
That's exactly where
it's from. Exactly right. And he maybe he did, maybe he didn't grab Taylor's ass. I don't know why she would say he did if he didn't, because he's not the one with something to lose in that case. And that's Keanu. He's like, look, I've got John Wick money. I'm loaded. I've got too much to lose to risk having my hand accidentally slide under your boob. Yep. And then you show a lawyer. And the next thing you know, I got to give you a couple million bucks just for a picture you wanted. Nope. Hands up. Jesus pose.
Are you going to start doing that, John? And
I don't take photos with women.
Now you just say no?
Nope.
I take them at the...
Sure. I can't remember the last one you took.
I look away. At like one of those high school graduation photos. Like I'm in the background looking the other way. Just looking at like I didn't even know the photo was being taken.
I take them all the time at the van stop.
Be careful.
On Thursday.
Just put your hands
Should
in front
I go
of
hands
you.
Out?
Put your hands in front of you and make the Wu-Tang Clan symbol. Just go Wu-Tang. Don't touch them. Why don't you put your arm around me? Because you're a woman and I've got something to lose. And that photo is evidence that I touched you.
Blackjack dealer.
Never doing it. Yeah, blackjack dealer. Yep. Nope. I might do. I might start
Eric,
in with some.
Just put your arm around, take the photo, and make sure you have the OK symbol.
No,
on the hand. No,
like Clay Thompson's doing the upside down threes, which is solid. He's throwing white power every time he throws a three out. But I think I'm just going to do like some sort of crazy Jackie Chan pose now, like some karate move. Like, what are you doing? Like, my hands are nowhere near you. Take the photo. I won't do it. I'm done with it. It's toxic masculinity, they call it. All right. Follow Keanu's lead. That's a fantastic way to live your life. It's great stuff. And then the other video.
Thanks a lot, Bill Cosby.
Exactly.
And Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, and even Kevin Spacey to a certain degree, to where it's like, I don't even like, I kick kids away like they're going to rob me every time they get close. I'm like, nope. Nope.
Which one you like most?
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to do the flying crane. I'm going to go macho in every photo. You can stand on either side of my arm, but just know I'm in the macho.
Or you could do this one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the right
fighter
one.
Poses.
I think the crane from the Karate Kid's the right one because
that is good.
If you stand on either end of my arm, it looks like I've got my arms around me, but clearly I am in crane pose and you just stood in the way.
That's not bad.
That's a good one. I'll do that. Crane pose from here on out. Can I get a photo? Sure. Let me get in crane pose.
All right. I'm going to pose. Now you get in wherever you want.
Now you stand wherever you want. I'm in crane pose and I don't move. In fact, maybe what I'll do is get a cardboard cutout of myself in crane pose. And when people ask for a photo, I'll just place that. You just take a picture with that.
And I'll take the picture for you.
This inanimate object will pose with you, but I'm not doing it.
Are we cutting out the hugs, too? The hugs, are they gone?
Brady. For everyone, Brady.
Brady.
For everyone.
Come on, no pausing.
No still shots, video.
How did you handle meeting the new sales lady?
Ooh.
We went to a closet.
Did you hug her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hug her?
No.
Okay, good. Good move, because that's work.
Took her hand and kissed the top of it. Welcome, my lady.
Can't do that either.
I fist bumped her, and then threw the fireworks out and pulled my hands back like that didn't happen.
You can always just say hello and have your hands in your pockets or behind your back.
Hello, female coworker. Welcome aboard. This is the last time we shall converse.
But what about
bye bye now? Bye bye.
Back to the pit.
Bye bye. Goodbye, attractive coworker. Goodbye now.
You called me attractive. You're not going to work a day in your life. Damn it.
I'm done with it, man. Screw this. Keanu's nailed it. And I was surprised. I thought people would see it as a joke. I'd read three articles about it, and they're all like, this is fantastic behavior. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're taking this seriously? Nobody's saying how silly this actually has gotten? He's a real friend of the movement. By not touching you, you're giving him credit? Okay.
Just be thankful you're married and you can pull your wife's boob out.
Yeah,
anytime
do that anytime I want.
Grab a butt or whatever.
Yep. Because she knows that if she doesn't let me do that anymore, she's got to start paying for her own house. I got to slap those cans all over the house because I'm not allowed to do that in public anymore with others. Like the good old days.
That's why we got married.
That's why I married you, because I wanted to slap so many other cans in public, but I take it out on you now.
There they are. Whoop.
And I thought you married me so you'd have a crank to tug without getting in trouble, but evidently that's not the case. I'm not even touching her in public anymore. Some other uppity broad might show up and start screaming about how I mistreat her. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm done with these chicks. I want to be gay. Cos, get out of here. It's too close for comfort.
Can't even talk to the ladies anymore.
Cos, you look well-groomed.
I don't think you could say that.
You can't?
Nope.
That's not. Cos, you look horrible today. You should go home.
Nope. Can't do that one.
No?
Yeah. Got to find a happy medium there.
Mm.
Have a pleasant day.
Don't even do that.
Yeah.
Just go breathe my air.
Yeah, and especially that.
She's grabbing her cans. Now, how in the world is this?
We have no video.
And
we
can't get out of the room.
By the by.
She's blocking the door.
I loved every second of it, but how is this okay? She just grabbed her cans. Damn it, they're bigger than I thought, too. Don't do that anymore. I've got to file something. And then you go into the HR office, and Cos came in and just squeezed her right boob in front of me, and they'd be like, all right. Damn it. Doesn't work for us.
Buddy check.
Yeah. I gave her a mammogram check today. It's the 12th. It is Buddy Check 12 day. We should get Cos back in here for medical reasons. It's a joke. The whole world's become an absolute farce of itself. We're a big parody of what people should be. It's silliness. And I have no time for it anymore. But Keanu, I guess this is a good thing you're doing by not touching people, because that's lawsuit worthy at this point.
He's okay. He's a friend of me too.
He's smart. I guess he's just smart. He's got too much to lose to have a photograph haunt him later. It's terribly stupid, but it's become smart.
John, maybe you don't remember this, but you've already been doing this. My wife and I met you at the drags this year, and you did the Keanu thing when she got a picture with you.
Oh, I just put my arm up, and she stands
picture,
in there.
You look like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, oh, that's what I told her. I said, I do cardboard cutouts now, and I wouldn't touch her. I believe his wife was attractive. I remember that.
Good save.
Good huh?
cover?
What do you mean?
I believe cover? She was attractive.
Well, I think I did the cardboard cutouts with them because attractive women, you would believe that I would try to molest them. The bigger girls, I'm all over those. Come on. I'm not going to nail that. I don't want anything to do with these. Is that okay to say?
No.
I'm a friend of the movement. No. I'm not going to touch you. You're disgusting.
Just better.
Yeah, that will go.
You're sweating like a hog. Why
just
do I want
don't
my hands
talk
on that?
To him at all.
Yeah. I think I should just dismiss them completely. Can I get a photo? Ugh, no. Ugh. Me too. Hashtag me too. I'm on your team.
Ugh.
No, grease yourself up and get to your seat. Of course you wouldn't do that to someone. That's mean. But now it's basically you have to treat all good-looking people like ugly people, if you're a man. Because people assume that you're after something horrible if you're in a photo with a good-looking man. Keanu, I guess praise is due. I guess that's the way we are now. Nobody rolled their eyes, you know, from the movement. They tweeted out immediately that Keanu's a good dude. I sent you that video, Rich. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this where nightmares are from video on the we're being prepped for the arrival of our alien friends.
The AI.
Did you see this thing? This is this lady saw this on her camera, on her outside camera.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Yep.
Look at the legs on that. Is that a human? I don't know.
She put the sound effects in.
She didn't. And actually, there was a person who said later, it's like, it's not a doctored thing. If it's a kid, it's stomping around. But if it's a kid, it's emaciated. It has absolutely no muscle. And the legs are like cricket legs.
Where's the end of it? What happened? That's the end?
That's the thing, too.
Well, that's the other thing. It could be. But something's wrong with that kid, too.
I've seen some weird kids on YouTube that are
really. That's DoorDash.
You think that's the DoorDash guy? Just
dropping
happy,
off
happy
a package. Or,
yeah, you could totally might have been fake this.
Amazon Prime.
Well, the one guy that looked at it said the video's not faked, but if the they dress the person up or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that could be one of those skin tight suits, those neon green.
Man,
suits.
Oh, man.
Alex has one of those.
Would he look like that in that?
Sure.
Actually,
I don't know. Those legs look alien and weird. Anyway, it's where nightmares are born, if you ask me.
Come on, John. You're a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not that big a conspiracy theorist.
You want to believe that's an alien?
No, and then it disappears.
Actually, I do want to believe that because I don't want to believe that somebody's not feeding their child.
That's true.
I'd rather believe in aliens than kids walking around smashing their hands together. And the lady has no kids. So it's just some kid on her porch walking around alone at night. So it's a neglected, starving child. Either way, we should be paying attention to this.
They cut out the part where the spaceship picks him up.
Which would be great. Ring didn't pick that up.
It was just a glowing light that showed over and beamed him up. Yep.
We missed that part, but holy moly, look at this. Freaky child needs a sandwich. At the very least, if it's not an alien, someone go pick that kid up and get it to the churches real quick and have him slam down some chicken because, A, the kid's dying. B, he's being neglected. It's not the lady's kid at the door. And he's alone in the middle of the night walking around smashing his hands together.
I think the problem is she's been feeding that alien. It comes back every night.
Yeah, she said she saw it on her thing, and she's like, I don't even know what this is. See, now that's a human. I can tell that's a human in the thing.
Not if he walks freaky.
No, those legs aren't human. There's something.
Just super
that kid
skinny.
Is the kid's dying. Either way, find the child, call CPS, and get it to a facility where we can IV feed it. Because it's sad. I remember when Brady wore his alien suit. That's clearly a person. Yeah, it's gross. Well, I hope it is an alien, actually. I hope people are like, dismissed. And these skinny bastards come and put
their
slime on
you. She missed the opportunity for interaction.
She wasn't watching it. She woke up and she's like, I've got an alert in the middle of the night.
Maybe it'll come back.
That's
I would hope so. I would hope so. Yep, keep dismissing it. Because when they come and slime you... It is creepy looking.
Well, if that's the case, I'm not worried about them running me down.
You don't have to, Brady.
There's no way.
They got brain power over you.
I'll take that alien.
Yeah, they're not going to come down here.
Come
and
at me, bro.
You've seen Charlie Creedle. He put him in a morph suit. That's him.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Who's going to take the time with Charlie Creedle to go, hey, let's play jokes and have fun in the
what
middle
What else
of the
does he have to do?
Come on.
Charlie is not going to do it. And I don't want
excuse me?
A couple of tickets?
That phrase has never been said.
Charlie would do it, but the person is not going to spend that kind of time with Charlie and not announce it.
You'd be surprised.
I would be shocked.
He gets people to go to events with him.
Yeah, I don't know how. Only to be the alien. And I think Charlie might be some alien. And also, if Charlie was my child, he should be at CPS. He's not being taken care of.
What about
he's
all
40
the other cars?
Adult.
Going by, or it's just no one else.
There's not one car going by. They're on a dead end street.
Yeah. It looked like the lights.
No,
that's just a reflection of the.
No, that's just the neighbor's car.
It's just some drunk weirdo. Oh, it's so gross looking.
Did the chicken? That was
that person
good.
Needs to go. Get that IV. Feed it.
They're sitting back laughing right now.
They're not making any money on it. This is gross. Either way, I hope
it's got 11 million views, John. She's making money on it.
She could. I hope it's real. I want aliens to come down here and stop this madness that we've created. You guys act like we're so great. There's a starving child being used for viral videos.
We're awesome.
That's better.
13 zip, Thailand.
Yeah, well, Thailand's they're human too, Brady. That was racist. I don't know. That's speciesist. I just said humans are bad, and Brady said, we're awesome. We beat Thailand.
Yeah. It's Mark.
That's right. We're the only humans on the planet. The rest are just filthy, filthy, grubby Thais.
Now you're getting it.
This is why I think the alien should come. Comments
this
like
that. This is why we have 11 million.
This
views.
Is why the alien should be here. Humans are awesome. We just whipped Thailand's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the comment that makes it so. I hope that the aliens come down and just slime you. I would fist fight that alien. Okay. I'm sure they came down here with, the idea of, Queensbury rules. A little quick fist fight in the front yard like Kimbo Slice used to do.
They're very strong. I challenged him to fisticuffs.
Why didn't you use your laser or your brain power?
Oh, yeah.
Not stealing my prime package.
They beat Thailand 13-0. Our people.
What's on the big board of musical treats over there?
Wake Up Song, brought to you by ELOTeam.com. Buying or selling a house, get in touch with us. We can help you with that. We got STP up here, Wicked Garden. Dio, Rainbow in the Dark, Social Distortion. No. I was wrong.
I mean, we've never done Dio, have we?
Rage Against the Machine, No Shelter. Probably not. I would say no.
Let's give it to the Dio.
His Hologram's coming soon.
I know.
To Phoenix.
And that's the only 26th. Way I'd see it, is if it was truly coming soon on stage. That's the only way I'd watch that. I don't want to see Dio clips from him.
It might be too hot for the hologram.
Oh.
I may not be able to last.
The hologram might pass out.
Here's what I'm happy about with this whole hologram concert thing. That Dio is the test dummy. Because it's not going to get legs with Dio fast. It's not the general public isn't going to go. If you've seen the Dio thing, you're going to want to see everybody. Nobody's going to want to go to it. Nobody cares. I mean, only a small handful of weirdos are going to want to go see dead Dio's videos being projected onto a stage and act like it was real. I'd be nervous if it was, Jimi Hendrix or something like, whoa, the Beatles. But it's Dio. So this
I'm not
is
doubting that
up.
Jimi Hendrix is going to happen just because his will. Family has that bus that they tour around.
Absolutely. Once they settle out who gets the money for it, that's the best thing about the families fighting over Jimmy's deal is that we can't get any of his stuff, horribly sold to us. You won't hear Purple Haze on a, Tide Pods ad because they can't figure out who gets paid, the brother or the other kid, the sister or the family that keeps finding his answering machine and making songs out of it. So if Dio gets legs, it won't matter. It won't launch 1,000 dead celebrities because it won't. If it was Jimmy, you'd have Tupac. Not on tour, they don't.
No, not on tour.
Dio's the only one on tour.
Yeah.
So right now it's like, good, we're keeping it at Dio. This isn't going to cause this massive domino effect.
It's going to blow up.
It will eventually, but Dio's not going to
make money on Dio.
I saw Hologram Allman Brothers.
They won't make much because it's expensive to do this. So Dio won't be, the margins won't be so great with Dio. So they'll be like, maybe we should wait until we get a huge name and all those families fight. So it's going to be a while. I don't want this to happen at all.
Might be able to see Burt Reynolds hologram.
I don't want to see that at all. I find that sad and awful. Because it is. All I'm
Crawl
doing is,
up there with Kurt and the crew.
I'm paying for some sad family member who has no talent to milk their dead relative.
And we're getting to the point where you can have old actors in movies. Like they did in Rogue One.
Well, they tried that years ago when they put Bing Crosby in there in that famous scene where he's tap dancing in the spinning room and they gave him a Red Devil vacuum. And they made it seem like
it was
vacuum. Or it was Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
So it was Fred Astaire doing it. But they did that, and the family of Fred Astaire that wasn't getting the money is like, how dare you? And the one guy that was in charge of it's like, we own it. And he was at a movie company. He's like, we own that clip, we own everything, and we sold it to him. This is not part of the estate. And this big fight started where it's like, no, it's his face. You can't sell it after he's dead, is good.
You saw Rogue One with Peter Cushing, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, it was kind of cool how they did that. And also,
it was solid.
They're going to do it with Carrie Fisher again.
Yeah.
It was okay. His eyes weren't like it looked like a video.
It was good enough. It's only going to get better too.
Right. This was the Red Devil thing for us there.
Dirt Devil Ultra Hand Vac. Now with twice the power and the built-in holes and crevice tool,
millions
of places.
Incredible. You think this sold a lot of hand vacuums?
Nothing escapes the power.
It was so pathetic, and it got it got shut down fast too. People are like, no, we don't want this. So hopefully the general public kind of balks at the idea. I think maybe just like that kind of thing, like the when just a quick one-off of a cartoony version
is cool, but to tour a Dio thing is just, it's milking. Somebody you would hate that has no ability is making all the money off of you for these things and milking the dead. I think milking the dead is dangerous. I go very Native American with that. When that's a real treacherous route to go down.
Oh, you think your soul isn't going
to... I don't think it's your soul. I just think my soul is affected. Like my personality is affected when I go and help milk the dead. I think milking the dead's
like
a bad
idea.
Like if
you passed away and Megan started using your image and cashing in on it.
That's not going to happen, first off. But I'm saying me...
But would you be bent out of shape if she did that?
No, but she should be, and everybody participating should. The dead guy doesn't... I can't be bent out of shape. I'm dead. So I have no say.
But would you want her to do that?
No, because as a dead person, you have no say in what's next.
It'd be a good metal song. Milking the Dead.
Milking the Dead does sound... That's a great band name. I like the name. But when you're dead, and you are no longer capable of making... It's like when somebody's on their deathbed, they're not allowed to make decisions. So people make decisions for them. A lot of times they do terrible things. Bad intentions of people who have control of your image, that's a bad idea.
But when you're a mega star like Elvis... All of a sudden, all of these companies then have free right to make money off your image, and you're an existing member of the family, and you're getting nothing. I don't know. They do a pretty good job of protecting.
If they could
stop it and say you can't use that,
but it is milking the dead. The Elvis thing is weird, but it's
Prince. All these guys that their estates are.
But it's more Michael just Jackson. Pins and pictures and things that have already existed. A new entity, like I've always hated when they take a dead person's. Oh, we found these things he was recording that he didn't want out yet. We'll finish it. It's not his art.
Imagine this, though, John. Right. Yeah. Brady dies.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we have so many clips of Brady that we can just have a fake hologram Brady over there.
And I can just hit buttons.
And he could talk to us. And
you mean?
Wouldn't that be like sweet?
I mean, we can do
it. It's already
that.
Happening.
But what would we do if we started to charge to say, hey, watch Brady deny God everywhere, and then we put together things that you could never approve of, and then we took your hologram
and we
made you a pig because it was selling.
Right, and you guys are doing that. Yeah. Meanwhile, Kirby and Ronnie have no say in that.
Right. Well, that's
can we give them whatever salary you're making? We'll just give it to them.
Sure,
and then...
but even if they did, you never had a say in the Brady – a horse.
We'll ask him now.
Stage show. This is a good idea at this point. Would you let us take your dead body?
No.
Hologram out you having sex with animals?
No.
Okay. Why?
Well, we're going to do it anyway because you'll be dead and it won't matter. That's what I'm talking about. Milking
your
the dead is wrong.
Has no say.
Milking the dead is wrong.
No. This could be awesome.
Eric, I'm not saying you can't do hilarious crap with the dead, but that's the point. That's why you're not allowed to pick up. Weekend at Bernie's was funny, but it was awful. Like, you're not supposed to do that with a corpse. You're supposed to call. I never understood why they just didn't call someone and say, hey, Bernie's dead.
I know.
This is terrible. Why are we still having the party?
I still cringe when it falls off the boat and he's taking him into those metal. Boom. Yeah. Like, imagine what that body
it's
would
look
like.
It's abusing a corpse. But it's also abusing a corpse to bring it back to life and make it do things it never had
you're
a say.
You're no fun anymore, man.
No, I am fun. I want to do it, but I also understand it's wrong. Eric, there are things about rape that rapists would tell you are great. But it's all horrible, horrible.
Apples to oranges.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Having a fake Brady saying funny things.
And having him rape animals. And
we don't have to have him rape animals. You're just getting crazy.
You're in on that, Eric.
Eric, you used to be fun. We can have him do whatever we want. He has no say. We own his image. That's a terrible thing to do to the person. I've always hated that.
That's why the families try to say, no, you
Beatles
don't own that image.
He lives on in HMS.
Was it 84-5 when the Beatles released Free as a Bird? They found John Lennon had recorded this thing. He wasn't done. Free as a bird. And you can hear it. He's in the background. He's off the mic. Free. And he's working on something. They wrote a crap song around it and released it and said John Lennon wanted it. No, he didn't, or he would have released it. Jimi Hendrix had all those unreleased tapes. He's like, they're not done yet. That's his art. That's not yours to play with. I mean, you can release it as he had it, but don't write a song around it and then start. I think it's dangerous.
Wait a minute. Was this before Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird?
What are you talking about? Oh, Free. That's a ridiculous group. But at least they just replaced people. They didn't just.
He was talking about the song.
Yeah, the song that they just.
Free as a Bird.
They just stole,
it wasn't Free Bird.
John Lennon stuff.
It's not even a close thing. No, this is like. I don't know when he wrote it, in the 70s or whatever. He's just you know, free.
I'm trying to figure out the timeline.
As a bird. And it's him, like, you can hear him with his eyes in the air and a pen and paper trying to figure out what's next. And it's a really boring, bad, not to the quality of what he would have liked, I guarantee you. And that's wrong to do. You can't milk the dead that way. Again, I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun, but there are things that are fun that are wrong. Robbery, you know, burning stuff. There's reasons there's laws against it. It's because they're a blast. Masturbating in public.
But what if someone gives permission? Then you're okay.
Do whatever you want image.
Again, it comes down, it's up to the family and...
It's up to the person.
It's up to the dead guy.
No, it's not because
it should be.
You can ask him right now.
He can state that beforehand.
But if he dies before you ask him, you shouldn't be allowed to do anything.
There was some celebrity, like singer or somebody that had mentioned it that they didn't want their...
Yeah.
And they had drawn up paperwork and stuff.
No new release.
Use my image on
right, here. Right.
Yep. No new. I'm fine with things that have already existed being repackaged and sold again. That's something they've already cleared and said thumbs up to. You know, I guarantee if you asked Dio, he'd be like, I don't think this is good. I don't think this is an authentic live performance. And he was big on live performances. So, you know, watching.
So if Brady gives us permission right now, are you okay with it?
If Brady says, what I want after I die is to live on an hologram where I farm animals, I would grant his wish.
Okay.
He said he doesn't want that.
So we just have to work on Brady, get him to say yes.
So what I would
say. There we go back to you wanting me
exactly.
to rape animals.
And here's the thing, Eric.
He brought that.
Now how about this? Put it
I
in
I would
this.
Have you doing other fun things.
How about this? I give, Brady says, I really don't want that. I'm like, all right. And I'm in control of his estate. I give him a wink and a nod at the end. I'm like, yep, you got it, buddy. Not going to do that. He dies, and I do it anyway. Making all sorts of cash off of it. People are having a great time. I'm the only one that knows Brady said, don't. You're raping the dead. It's rape. It really, truly is. You know.
Yeah, and rape. It happens, and hopefully you're happens saying, you know, that
well, it doesn't happen
on the
yet,
celebrity side of it that the family takes at a state like the Hendrix.
You protect side, it.
They don't have a ton of money.
Right.
Like, hey,
so they're going to try to get more.
Yeah.
How about get a job, deadbeat? Jimmy was the talented one. It doesn't mean you've earned anything by stealing his stuff and trying to make money for yourself. That's
John, I for one can't wait until you and Eric Toledo put out Brady's workout video.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be great. I mean, we'll do. Look, I'm saying I know it's wrong. Wait, but I do a lot of things that I know are wrong. Like, I know it.
What if we said all the proceeds go to Kirby?
So come watch Kirby's dad, this giraffe.
Yeah, all proceeds.
There you go again, Eric.
Go to Kirby.
Eric, you don't have to sell me too hard on this idea. What steps in is the moral, conundrum. Like, Brady didn't want this. This is wrong. I'm raping Brady's image.
If he cared about his daughter, he'd
for funny. Well, if he cared about his daughter, I'll tell you this. If he cared about his daughter and there was a payday in it, he'd do it now living.
Yeah. All right, man.
Give you 10 grand to my giraffe.
No way. Wait till I'm dead. Why'd you have to mention that?
Giraffes. You don't love your daughter at all. Yeah, no, and Brady's got a story about giraffes coming up here. In the anyway. So, again, I always think it's a slippery slope, at the very least. You can argue either side, but it's a slippery slope when you start taking dead people's art and saying, we'll just do it for ourselves.
I get it, but it's up to that person. If they don't mind.
Right.
The and celebrity have, or but again, comedian,
I really
singer.
Think as the consumers in this, we should have an issue with it. We should sit back and go, take the memory. Let's not create new memories with a dead person. You know, it's creepy and it's a slippery kind of oddness that you can start doing really weird things with people's deadness.
Well, there's a couple artists that their albums came out after they died and it sold the most.
But they were done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not all of them, though. You're right. Like, there are some who did albums, and they're like, I don't
Patrick
like it yet.
Kerr, I'm not, album.
Yeah, I'm not ready. This isn't ready yet. And somebody else goes and puts the finishing touches on what would have been their art. You release it as is. I'm fine with it. Release it as, like, we weren't done yet, but this is Tupac's last recording. Okay. But don't go in and go, here's how we think he wanted it.
How did that Michael Jackson one come about? You know, did
he, well, I mean,
get approval from
that's
the Jackson
a tribute
family?
Show. That's a tribute show. And that's a little different. Because you can take the music that existed that he did, and that will live on forever. That's his legacy, not anything new.
So we could do a Brady tribute every day.
Yeah, no, tributes are fine.
If you hologram can, Brady report.
Take a bunch of old stuff Brady's done and just do, here's a Brady memory. I'm fine with that. But like we pieced it together, so Brady's talking about that giraffe again. It's like it's not right to do.
God, you have so many rules.
It's not rules. It's just morality. I got some of it.
It's just lame, all the stuff you think about.
I fight it.
Just taking it.
Oh, no.
And running.
I would love to watch Brady bank farm animals. I'm honest with that. But I know how wrong it would be to make money off of that after he's gone.
We're really stuck on this farm animal thing.
Yeah, because that's really what I want to see. I mean, I'm tempted by it. But to avoid temptation sometimes because it's just it's not right.
Couldn't just make him wrestle like girls in Jell-O tubs or something.
See, the only thing you'd want to do with his dead image is things it wouldn't do as when right. he's alive, which is him, which is abusing his person.
I don't need to go as far as the animal thing.
To Brady, it's the same.
Really, wrestling you hot think, girls in Jell-O?
Wrestling hot? Would you do that right now?
Maybe.
Would you wrestle hot girls in Jell-O? There's Kirby and your mom and dad and Ronnie sitting there watching Pops make some extra cash.
I'd have my dad in the corner.
Yeah, would you do that?
My boy, I got $400.
Tell you right now.
No!
It's coming out of his mouth any second now.
Why do you have to include the family?
Because that's what his brain does. So if I'm in charge
it
of
does
his,
sometimes.
If I'm in charge of his estate, I have to recognize Brady would hate this. I can't do this to him.
John, screw you guys. Forks up for Brady. I'm paying tribute to Brady right now. I'm eating breakfast again.
There you go. See? That's how we pay tribute to Brady.
We
do stuff
breakfast.
He loves. Two breakfasts and a day at Whole Foods watching girls soccer with a bud rep who knows everything about lesbianism.
Boy, does that sound fun.
Man, oh man. Maybe we should get him to start some animals and wrestling in Jell-O.
It was an enjoyable 25 minutes.
Man, your life stinks. My hologram image of you is sitting at a Whole Foods chowing down.
Then I had to go find probiotics for my wife.
Man, oh man. We need to get you back on the golf course.
Jeez.
I'll take my broken shoulder out there and we'll start doing that. Ugh. That said, you can go see Dio's dead corpse dancing around for your enjoyment at the Dio show. Is it here?
Yeah.
It is here. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Anything, June 26th. Right? That's right, at the Orpheum.
Way to sell it, John.
Terrible. You shouldn't go. I'll tell you right now, you should not. You should protest this kind of stuff.
I'm going there in hologram.
Yeah, go in hologram. Yeah, if you can have your hologram go visit as a fan, that's great. You can do that. Hologram the audience. We're not going. We'll go another time when we're dead. It's just wrong. It's Holy Diver. This is Dio for all you Dio fans. I don't like
it. I thought we were doing Rainbow in the Dark.
Yeah, he put Holy Diver.
Yeah, what? Oh, oops.
Whatever. It's oops. Dio. Can you tell the difference, really?
I'll switch it.
Holy Rainbow.
No matter to me.
Nobody cares.
Request. All right.
Dio is good. The Dio fans are happy just that it's happening. All right. Ride your Tigers. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power. 98.